A statement of no confidence in the Abbott government from the people of Australia. Let it be known and entered into the public record that on this day, Monday 17th of March 2014, the people of Australia delivered this document to the Parliament of Australia. This document is a statement of no confidence in the Liberal National Party coalition government and is tendered on behalf of the many thousands of people around the nation who marched in rallies and protests on the 15th, 16th and 17th of March 2014. The people expressed their profound dissatisfaction with the actions of the Liberal National Party coalition government and the Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, during their term in office. This document asserts that many decisions made within this government's term in office have already resulted in and will continue to result in great damage to Australia's economy, to our social structure, to the deterioration of our country's international public image, and to further devastation of our natural environment and our heritage listed sites. The people protest at a great number of policies and decisions being implemented by the Liberal National Party coalition government, which are in denial of their best interests and the image of our nation and an affront to the common good. This document affirms the public dissatisfaction with policies that are incompatible with our international moral and legal responsibilities and to our way of life as a compassionate and caring people. The social democracy that represents the very fabric of Australian ideology requires that the government govern for the common good of all its people. We believe that decisions have been made in our name which are unfair, lacking in integrity, costly and divisive. We, the people of Australia, call upon the government to recognise this statement of no confidence.
Looking at you all here today is wonderful because this is what Australia really looks like. There is, at the heart of this country, a generous, compassionate, egalitarian heart that beats. You wouldn't know it sometimes from looking at our political leaders. But at the end of the day, what is up for grabs under this government is nothing less than the future of Australian egalitarianism. And whether this is a place where we look after our neighbours, or whether it's a place where we say, I'm all right, Jack, and if you've got money, you can get healthcare, and if you don't, bad luck. And whether this is a place where we extend a welcoming hand to people who come here from across the world, fleeing war, persecution, and torture, seeking out help, or whether we greet them with a closed fist, as this government is intending to do at the moment. And what's at stake is whether we really believe in deregulation and getting government out of people's lives and saying the state has no place in telling you who you can or can't marry. I hope that that will come up on Tony Abbott's Day of Deregulation on Wednesday. Or whether we're going to continue to have the government saying to the young boy who's finding out in a country town who he's attracted to, or the young girl at school who wants to take her partner to the formal, no, your love is not the same as everyone else's. And we haven't even, I've heard some say, well, the thing about this rally and these gatherings that are getting tens of thousands of people around the country out on the street, I've heard some say, oh, well, there's so many different demands and placards about so many different things, what's the one clear message? And I say that that is a sign of just how many bad things this government has done so far. We can see in the lead up to this budget that the government is getting ready to say some people won't have access to the same kind of healthcare as others. And you can see the government heading Australia down the US road where the quality of your healthcare depends on the size of your wallet. And you can see this government gearing up for the budget to say, we are quite happy to hand over $12 billion in subsidies to some of our wealthiest corporations that send 83% of their profits overseas, but we're not prepared to lift people out of poverty by raising Newstart. And in fact, we're going to come after some of the poorest to help balance the budget. That's the agenda of this government. The people who are already saying to this government, what you are doing is not being done in my name. This is not the kind of Australia I want, where we throw people onto the scrap heap. I want an Australia where we value sustainability, compassion and equality, and all of you are living proof of that. A very important election in Western Australia that will determine whether or not Tony Abbott has total control of this parliament. Because what's at stake in the Senate election that's coming up in a few weeks' time in Western Australia is whether or not Tony Abbott and Clive Palmer together are going to be able to write all the laws in this country, or whether progressive political parties are going to be able to be a hand on the shoulder of this government and a brake on some of the excesses and the brutality that is coming down the line. And so the Western Australian election is absolutely critical, and people in WA have the power to protect the rest of this country from total domination by one political grouping. And whoever it is, it's not a good idea if one party has wall-to-wall power in this country, but especially if that person is Tony Abbott. Yeah. Keep it up, because over the coming weeks and months, as we find out the true horror of this government's agenda and the fact that they believe the only way of balancing the budget is by hitting the poorest and most vulnerable instead of asking wealthy multinational companies to pay their fair share of tax. As all of that unfolds, we're going to need you and everyone like you and all the millions of people around this country who do want Australia to stay an egalitarian country, we're going to need you out in force. Because if there's one thing we learned from lessons in under previous bad governments, is that at the end of the day, people power wins. People power, and what lies at the heart of Australians, compassion, sustainability and equality, can change the minds of governments. It has done it before, and we are going to do it again.